Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, hey, everyone. It's Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author. How are you today? I hope everything is going well. I am doing great, and we're ready to get into it. Now, I have to tell you this. If you're in real business, meaning making money from what you do, you have to be out and seen by the people who want to hire and pay you. Today, I'll share 5 ways you can be visible to your target audience and get paid on the regular. But first, have you joined the Business Visibility Challenge? It's not too late. We started on Monday. We end on tomorrow, Friday, but all the training videos are still accessible. However, they all come down on Saturday, January 18th, which is just a couple days away. If you're ready to be seen and heard by your target audience, join the Business Visibility Challenge today. All you need to do is visit csicorporation.com/visibility for all the info you need to get signed up. And it's totally free. Did I mention that? I'll see you there. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Hey, 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 welcome back. All right, being seen, being heard, being the authority, that's business visibility. So basically, I know you're asking, how do you get it? Well, I've got 5 super awesome ways that you can be seen, be heard, be the authority, be the expert, and get in front of your target audience. Okay, here we go. First one is to be a great guest. Being a great guest means that you are coming onto someone else's platform and you're teaching those new people that you're being introduced to something that they may never have heard of, or they've heard of it in a certain way, but they haven't done it the way you're doing it, or you are enlightening them on some subject that they are interested in. The key to being a great guest is to only guest on things where your target audience lives or frequents or listens to or watches or whatever. Because the thing is, if you guest on something where your target audience is not, you're just really wasting your time. You can call that practice or whatever, but you're most likely not going to get any clients from it because they're not really interested in working with you. So wherever your target audience is, that's where you need to be. And you can get to them very easily by using the host of the person who has this audience that you want to be introduced to. So where can you guest? Here's a number of ways. You can guest on Facebook groups when they're doing their live training, or you can guest on Facebook groups when they're just asking you to come in and be the expert for the day, or, you know, do some posts. Just make sure that, you know, when you post in a group, it's going to show that it's you anyway. You can guest on live streams, not just on Facebook, but Instagram, YouTube. LinkedIn now has live streaming, but it's kind of funky to get in on theirs, but they do have it. And then also, did I mention? Okay, YouTube, Periscope, Instagram, and Facebook. Those are the 4 main ones. You can guest on those live streams. You can also guest on blog posts. So if you have some, you have some friends, you know some people, or you can pitch to others who have bigger audiences than you to get on their platform and do a guest post. You can also write articles for publications, for other companies, for industry, trade publications. There we go. Why my brain just left me for a second. You can also speak. Speak on other people's stages so you can get introduced to their audience. You can guest on summits, and you can guest on giveaways. So there's a lot of ways that you can guest, and you're really not, you can be paid or you may not be paid, but the whole thing is about getting in front of your audience, getting in front of your target market, whether or not you're paid, because if you're thebomb.com, and I know that you are, when they listen to you, when they hear you, they're going to want to come over to you, wherever you are, to your site, get your gift that you're bringing to them so they can sign up for your email list. Okay, number two is to go live on your own platform. Don't just rely on other people's platforms to go live. Go live on your own thing, because the thing is, if you've got all these people that you're bringing over to your platform, they want to hear more of you. So go live, get in front of them. That's the best way for people to get to know you. Even the people that are following you right now, they may not know exactly what you're all about. They may have just listened to you one time or saw you at one place, and they're like, oh, I'm going to follow you and see what's up. Get in front of them, because the main thing, the reason we're using these tools to get out there and be seen, be heard, be the expert, is so that people can get on our email list so that we can talk to them. All right, number three is to write a book. Writing a book, I'll tell you this, you can't have authority without being an author. You can't have authority without being an author. So writing a book is the best and easiest, quickest way for you to gain that authority, because it's such a monumental task. Most people don't do it, will never do it, have been working on their book forever and still haven't completed it, so they know how hard it is. So when you write the book, finish it, and publish it, they're like, oh my gosh, you've just gone up a couple of notches already. And the quickest and easiest book to write is a guided journal. And guess what? That's what I'm doing right now, and I'm in the middle of getting it finished. The 90-day journal, the 90-day gratitude journal for your business will be published the last week in this month. So look out for that. And I also would love for you to be in the book. And so if you're interested in being in the book, just drop me a line. You can reach me by going to csicorporation.com and click on the contact page, or you can reach out to me on Facebook. You can find me at facebook.com/CSI Corporation or Carol J. Dunlop, either one of them. Reach out to me and say, hey, Carol, I want to be in the book, and I will let you know how to do it. It's very simple, very easy. It doesn't require a lot of you, but you get the opportunity to advertise your business. And it's at a very nominal, I mean nominal like anything rate, really. So message me if you're interested in that, and I'll go over it. But writing a book is the best, easiest, quickest way for you to gain that authority. And I want you to be in my book, because my book is going to be another Amazon number one international best-selling book. And that's what I'm working on right now. Okay, number four is to collaborate. Do you have friends, fans, colleagues who are doing similar stuff to what you're doing, or they service the same target audience that you do, but you're not in competition with each other? Then hey, create some collaboration and get in front of the audience. You could do a collaborative book, or anthology is kind of what they call them. You could do, you know, guest on their live stream. They can guest on your live stream. You can write a blog post on their platform. You can invite them over to your platform. And the reason you want to do that is because your people will see you as, wow, she's so doggone, or he's so doggone awesome, that they have found these awesome, wonderful people to introduce us to. I'm going to stick with them. So you can get authority either way. All right, number five, the last one, the one I love. I really love all of these, and I do them. But number five is to host purpose-driven webinars. And I could have just said host webinars, but I'm saying host purpose-driven webinars. And the purpose is, number one, to educate your audience to what you do. They already know who you work with because they're a part of it, but you can still tell them because they may know someone else. And you're letting them know the problem that you solve, because if you let them know the problem that you solve and that is a problem that they won't solve, match made in heaven. And then you're actually giving them strategies or ways that they can do this thing And you can actually sell on a webinar. You can sell products, you can sell services, or you can invite people to connect with you by scheduling a session with you, maybe a free session. And your free session could lead into coaching or some other program where you want to really just get in a little deeper. Now, of course, a webinar, you're kind of talking. You're talking to your target audience, but you're talking to a lot of people at once. So you're like, okay, I want you to schedule a time with me so we can just chat one-on-one. And then you can see if this person is really a good fit for you or not. The fact that they came to the webinar, stayed, and then scheduled a time with you, that's a pretty good indicator that they're going to be a client. So if you have products that they can buy, they're most likely going to buy it. The only thing that would stop them is that they actually genuinely can't afford it, or they're really scared to death to do it right now, and that's going to be what you're going to cover with them in that session. You're going to see if you all are a right fit, if the money is a right fit, if they feel like you are the expert enough to come out of their pocket and make the investment. But if they've gone all that way, then it's only a conversation you need to have and to see. So, again, those five ways are be a great guest on Facebook groups and live streams and blog posts and articles and speaking and summit and giveaways. Oh, there's a plethora of things you can do. Number two, to go live on your own platforms, not just other people's platforms, but your own stuff, because once you get people into your tribe, you got to keep them there. And then number three, write a book. The quickest, easiest way to get up to be known as the authority and the expert. Number four is to collaborate with other sharp, awesome entrepreneurs so that together y'all can create something amazing. And then number five is to host purpose-driven webinars. Those are five ways that you can actually get yourself seen and heard and be the authority. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Now, I want to remind you that my Business Visibility Challenge is going on right now. It's been going on all week. It ends tomorrow, but you still have time to get in. If you are ready to be seen and be heard by your target audience so that are the people that will pay you, then you need to get into this challenge because I'm covering all the ways in my video trainings and in homework sessions in getting you to do this stuff. And guess what? The Business Visibility Challenge is absolutely free. All you need to do is go to csicorporation.com/visibility. And I will see you there. Well, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next week. And I tell you what, do me a favor. If this information has been valuable to you and helped you in some way, please share this podcast with your friends and with your followers, because I would love to help them as much as I've helped you. So thank you so much, and I will see you again next time. Bye for now. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.